Well, 50 Shades of Grey became a movie in 2015. This weekend, the erotic trilogy wraps up with the final chapter, 50 Shades Freed.
Anastasia Steele marries Christian Grey, but a jealous stalker won't leave them alone.
So you want to play?
Yes, sir.
If you like the first two, I suppose you'll find closure for Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan, but any self-respecting moviegoer has to admit this script is terrible. Just like a porno, every other scene is a sex scene, broken up by lazy filler that builds to an outlandish kidnapping plot. Sure, the trashy novels never pretended to be high art, but in a post-Weinstein world, the whole thing feels odd. This trilogy has always felt like bad sex. Part 1 was awkward foreplay, Part 2 was monotonous moves, and now Part 3 is a disappointing climax. Alas, this cultural phenomenon is mercifully over. Take off the handcuffs, we're finally freed. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving 50 Shades Freed 1.5 out of 4 stars.
You think he likes it?
That's a great review.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. Thank you, Jay Frey.